So you feel yourself still to have been a victim of the beauty myth.
A survivor of the beauty myth, yes.
But now, you know, let me go back to this business of victimization.
Sure.
Today, there is the mommy trap.
Mm-hmm.
There is the beauty trap. There was the feminine mystique, which was the feminine mystique trap.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on political basis, you put it on an economic basis.
Absolutely.
Why haven't you been willing to accept, to limit yourself, your critique, to the economics of salesmanship or saleswomanship?
Because that's not adequate. You have a choice when you're being bombarded with advertising. Ultimately, you have a choice whether to buy or not buy that product if your livelihood doesn't depend on it. What's happened over and above the way these four industries are manipulating mass media is that increasingly the beauty myth is being used to make women not only feel but believe, to make it be true, that their careers, their income, their livelihood depends upon their conforming to these stereotypes, that their sexuality depends upon conforming to these stereotypes, that their sense of self-worth as human beings depends upon it, that their visibility on the planet depends upon it. Now, those are very difficult things to negotiate with. Impossible, I would say. And I think it's therefore inadequate to stop short. Also, it's certainly been done before, and it's not an adequate explanation to me to blame either men's sexual desire, which I think is not, as I said, the source of this pressure, or the capitalist economy. I mean, certainly the capitalist economy stimulates and exacerbates this.